Hi guys, welcome back to Must Mesh. In case you're new here, we're your host Omo
Mario
and Aziza.
and today, because of recent events, we would like to talk about Palestine. And if you haven't been watching the news or seen people talk about it, currently Palestine is going through a lot, and a lot of people think that this is a war when in reality it's not a war. So that's what we would just like to talk about. And before we start, we would like to just say everything we're going to say today is a fact. We've done our research to make sure that we share the most absolute facts with you guys. And we ask if you hear any false or undefined information today to contact us ASAP.
In addition, yes, we are pro-Palestine because they are the real victims, but also we ask you guys to listen to this unbiased. We want you to listen to the facts before you listen to the media, which paints Palestinians as the people in the wrong.
First, we would like to start about how we got to this week's events. So we will be going through a timeline of what happened in history till today. In Europe between 1933 to 1945, there was the Holocaust. Between 1939 to 1945 was World War II. The world ended in 1945, which also ended the Holocaust.
After World War II, Britain and France decided to send European Jewish refugees to Palestine. Palestine consisted of the Holy Land. Jerusalem and Bethlehem, for example, were located there. They were welcomed by the Palestinian people. You could even look up photographic evidence of the Palestinians accepting and welcoming these Jews.
And in 1948, the Nakba happened. It was a plan that would take over Palestine and create Israel. So as you could tell, before 1948, Israel was not a state, aka a country.
The UN passed a resolution partitioning Palestine into two states, one Jewish and one Arab. But the Arab world rejected the plan because they believed it was unfair and violated the UN charter. In response, Jewish militias launched attacks against Palestinian villages, so there was a war with the neighboring Arab nations such as Lebanon and Syria. But in the end, Israel won and declared its statehood. When the Jewish militias attacked Palestinian villages, more than 700,000 Palestinians were forcibly removed and left to be refugees. Many, and I say many, never returned back to their homes. Even to today, if you go around in Gaza and like the West Bank, you're gonna see Palestinians who still have keys to the homes that they were forcibly removed from.
Palestinians have lived under inhumane conditions for 75 years, such as limited access to water, electricity, forced removal, military checkpoints throughout the whole country, which by the way, it's not even a whole country at this point. Illegal searches, false imprisonment, death, torture, and so much more.
And you might ask, what is Gaza? Gaza is a sliver of land 25 miles by 5 miles long. Gaza is an occupied territory in Israel of 2 million Palestinians.
Gaza has no government, so that means no military power or control. Israel has full control of Gaza's imports and exports, borders, airspace. So Gaza has no airports. There's only one in Israel. Water, food supply, medicine supply, sea, humanitarian aid, etc.
Gaza has been under a military blockade since 2007. This means Gaza has been under Israeli control for almost 17 years. Palestinians have to get permission from Israel to even leave Gaza. In Gaza, there are 638 temporary checkpoints Palestinians must go through every single day, and there are 129 permanent checkpoints that they must go through every single day. And if you're wondering if this is religious, no, it's not religious. Palestine has Muslim, Christian, and Jews, and this is about Zionism.
Which might lead you to the question of what is Zionism? During the 19th century in Europe, there was lots of anti-Semitism. Thus, the belief of Zionism was founded. It is the belief that Jewish people needed their own state, which in this case happens to be Palestine land. Also, on top of that, being pro-Palestine does not mean you're anti-Semitic. Being against the colonization of Palestinians does not mean that we don't like Jewish people. Pro-Palestine and not supporting Israel is very different from not supporting Jewish people. and the religion of Judaism. Also, you might ask, what is Hamas? Hamas is a Palestinian resistance group founded in 1987. Hamas takes its name from an Arabic acronym that in English stands for Islamic Resistance Movement. Hamas is also an Arabic word for zeal.
In the late 1970s, Hamas was established as an activist group whom created charities, clinics, and schools in the Gaza Strip and West Bank after Israel occupation.
It was funded by Israel in the 1990s. The main reason was because the Israeli government believed working with Islamist groups would help them divide and rule Palestine. They funded them through mosques, clubs, and even schools. In the end, it backfired.
Based on research, we found that a former Israeli military government in Gaza in the early 1980s, who goes by Brigadier Yitzhak Segev, said that he had helped finance the Palestinian Islamist movement as a counterweight to the secularists and leftists of the Palestine Liberation Organization and the Fatah Party led by Yasser Arafat. Yasser Arafat was the president of the Palestine Liberation Organization from 1994 to 2004.
So yes, Israel helped fund Hamas. Then they decided to bomb and blockade it out of existence. Also, yes, Hamas uses violence, but their main goal is resistance against Israeli occupation forces.
One of the main things that people are not getting is that Palestinians have the right to fight because they have been oppressed for 75 years. So the second they want to fight their oppressors, all of a sudden it's terrorism when it's genuinely them fighting for their freedom. The main reason they're just doing this is because they believe that the land of the Palestine is their holy land, that it was a prophecy that they deserve the land, which is kind of dumb because they're Jewish Palestinians. So for you to say that, oh, it belongs to Jews, what about the Palestinian Jews, you know? It's just about, I'm sorry to say this, but if you're a Zionist, you're basically the same person that supports white supremacy. It goes hand in hand. It's just to say.
I have a relative. Her kid is like 5 years old or 6 years old. She's in school here in the States, right? The other day, they sent out like emails to parents telling the parents that they are going to start talking about this in school to the kids. Like, about the whole Israeli-Palestinian things.
Like, in an unbiased way or in a biased way?
No, in a biased way.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is good, Palestine is bad way. No, because I find it so crazy. Like, listen, this is, like, grown people information, grown people topics. Why are you forcing it upon kids?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think...
What's right, what's wrong yet?
No, I think that... Kids should be like not like little kids, but if you're in middle school, I think you should be taught how what is happening in the war, because in middle school, like I remember this one specific book that I read in middle school. It was about immigration and what was happening in the Middle East, in Syria, the war. And when I was younger, I used to think Syria was the problem and stuff, like they were the people. But after reading that perspective, like, I learned that these people are being forced to live in a war zone, which is literally what is happening to Palestine. Like, right now, 50% of the Gaza Strip is made up of children. These are, the population is like 15 and younger, like 50% of the population. And these kids are being raised in a war zone. So,
kids definitely should know about the situation. I don't think it's set just for, like, adults. But I think that if you're going to teach them about the situation, at least not let it be biased, because obviously that just goes with like racism is not, you're not born with racism, you're taught it, and all of that stuff. Like, you shouldn't be teaching kids to fight for one side when it's very like, no, just like no, it's very obvious that Israel just has been like attacking Palestine for years and years and years now. Also, I think that there's certain people who, like, at times like this should just be quiet, like, just shut up. especially like celebrities and stuff. Like, why are you speaking if you know what you're about to say is really just like dumb? Like, half of these celebrities don't do no research and they just post the first thing that they see and delete it like 2 hours later. It's really not making sense to me.
You saw that one Justin Bieber post. He was like, this is what happened to Israel when the picture was literally Gaza.
Yeah, it was like for Israel and it was Gaza. And I just think that if you're not educated, you shouldn't be speaking on the situation. Not everybody is waiting for you to say something. Like, sometimes it's better for you to just like shut your mouth.
And if you're not educated about the topic. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're not educated on the topic. Like, if you have no information, if you don't know anything about the topic, why are you speaking?
Exactly. Like, it's not by force. It's not by force to speak.
Also with that, I just think that there's sometimes silence, being silent is also ignorance. Like, if you know that Israel is in the wrong, I don't care what anyone says, Israel is in the wrong, I'm gonna say with my whole chest, you know. And people are silent when they know that there's ways to actually educate other people. If you're educated on a topic, don't stay quiet about it. Educate other people. Do your research, because right now the propaganda that Israel is pushing out is crazy. Literally, Miriam just saw like a propaganda ad on YouTube supporting Israel.
That was actually insane. And they're like targeting kids too. They're like, it's like a lullaby or something, and they're like, oh, I know your kid can't read, but 40 kids have died in Israel. Like,
that's what I was about to bring up, bro. Okay, they said 40 kids died in Israel, right? Well, in Palestine, I just searched it up. It says 583 kids died in Palestine. So you're out here on October 13, okay? October 13, 2023. 583 kids died in Palestine. But you're over here talking about the 40?
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? Those 40 people that the Israeli, like, this propaganda, there was, like, Hamas beheaded 40 children. That was a lie. That is not proven. Even the Israeli forces said that was a lie. They just keep on doing lies upon lies. And you're talking about the Hamas is R-wording Israeli women, which was, in fact, proven that it was not true. So that's why I say do your research extensively. Don't trust sources that are biased, you know. Go for unbiased sources. Like, the UN is a great source for you to news. Also, listen to Palestinian people who are posting about their responses. Like, there's this guy on TikTok, on Instagram and TikTok, that posts, like, content based on, like, Palestinian facts, which you guys, I will link down below for you guys to listen to.
Yeah, I also wanted to say that, like, some people are posting that, like, oh, like, if you're against Israel right now, you're for terrorism, this, that, and the third. But I just wanted to make it clear that, like, if you cannot be advocating for justice right now and not wanting innocent civilians to be hurt, like, caught in the crossfire, when all these years ago, when all the Muslims on your feed were posting about innocent Palestinians being killed, you did not have a care in the world for it. That's really weird, and it's picking and choosing whose innocent lives you care about. Because why is it that you only care for Israelis' innocent lives, but you didn't care for Palestinians?
Every single morning, every time I go on Instagram, there's a new video about, like, people, Palestinians mourning their, like, loved ones. It's so sad. Like, I swear to God, I started crying. But nobody sees that, right? They only see how Israelis are trying to play the victim, but they're not seeing the real victims.
Exactly. Like, they're choosing to be blind about it. Like, they're choosing not to care, and they're like picking and choosing exactly who they care about.
No, literally, Israelis, they're trying so hard to play the victim. Like, they're trying so hard. It's not even funny.
Yeah. Yeah, even at this moment that we're talking right now, northern Gaza residents have been told by Israeli forces, more than 1 million of them, to move out to where, first of all, within the next 24 hours? How are you going to force out a million, more than a million people out of their, the place that they were confined to? And then you bomb the borders for them to leave. So it's just genocide waiting to happen. Like, it's just dumb. Like, the way people are allowing this, it's just crazy.
Yeah, also, that reminded me, like we were talking about before, Palestine or Gaza, it's not its own separate country. They have no military. They have no people to actually fight back for this quote-unquote war. Like, it's literally just the Hamas against Israelis. Like, so it's not a war. It's literally just these Israelis attacking Palestinians. That's why they have the right to defend themselves, because there's literally nothing else they could do.
Yeah, that's also, like, what I was trying to get to is, like, this isn't war. This is ethnic cleansing. When you're in war, each side has their own, like, military. Each side has their own weapons. But these Palestinians do not have weapons. The closest thing to a weapon they had is rocks. And they have been forced to go through this for 75 years. This isn't a war, which is what people keep calling it. I was just looking at the news today. Like, the news was playing this morning. I go downstairs, I see the news. Israel-Hamas war. What war is going on? And you, like, I don't get that.
And you can't.
It's not a war. It's genocide. It's a one-sided war.
Literally.
They just killing, and the other people are just trying to save their own people.
Mm-hmm. And then people keep saying that Palestinians are terrorists. Come on, they've been calling Arabs for terrorists for years now. Like,
if you're racist, if you're Islamophobic, just
say that.
Exactly.
Find something new to say. Find something new to say.
Are people saying they're neutral? There isn't a neutral side to this. There's only, you either support ethnic cleansing or you don't. There's nothing neutral about this. Yes, there are Israeli lives that are being killed, but if you compare that to the mass Palestinian lives that have been killed, tortured, brutally injured for years, 75 might I add, there isn't a neutral side to this.
They're doing all that, but at the end, Palestine is going
to
win.
It's going to be free, and that's why I need to start repenting now. And also, do us for Palestine.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to, like, there's, you know, Sheikh Omar. You guys, Omar Suleiman, he posted a very good dua on his Instagram, so you guys can check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we just want to say free Palestine, till it's back.
Free Palestine till it's backwards, y'all.
Yeah. And we hope you guys could share this episode to other people who need to be educated, if this has helped you as well. And that is all for today.
Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see you guys next episode.
Bye.